We're checking things out over at East Otter Tail County 4-H. We're talking with Jordan Gusa. And Jordan, great to get to talk with you again. What have you guys been up to over at East Otter Tail County 4-H over the last month?
Yeah, so since I talked to you last, we've done a ton. We actually just finished up our Boys and Girls Club programming for the summer, and I'm pretty sure I probably touched on that when you talked to me a couple months ago. And so we wrapped that up last week, 2 weeks ago now, and then we're also wrapping up our Children's Garden programming with our, it's called Dinner from Dirt, and it's basically where we make all the things that we've been making all summer, but actually coming from the children's garden that they've been working on and weeding and providing for all summer, and we get to use their plants to create the meals that we've been creating all summer, so that should be awesome. And then we had our county fair, I think, about 3 weeks ago now, and that went great for my first one anyway. I thought it went really great and very successful there. And then, like I just said, we are starting our programming with Empowering Kids, and that starts tonight, actually, up in Perham. And like I said, we're doing some string art activities with them, so that's very exciting, and we get to do that next week as well. And then, also, like I had said, we are coming into state fair season, and we have about 85 to 90 total youth going, which would be covering the livestock weekend, our general projects, the horse state fair, dog state, and then state shooting sports. So very exciting couple of weeks for sure. And then we'll be hopping into school starting. So we'll be starting our programming within the county, like the local schools within East Otter Tail.
Yeah, I mean, a lot of stuff going on in the last few weeks and now going into the next handful of weeks. But let's take a second and talk a little bit about the state fair, since that's kind of the granddaddy of them all. We talk about showings and things like that. What are you guys doing at East Otter Tail County 4-H to kind of get the little 4-H'ers ready for the state fair?
Yeah, so starting on basically on Monday, next Monday, we have like our big state fair meeting. And that's when each project area, if you will meet and kind of discuss, you know, what to bring, how the state fair kind of works. And then we'll be talking with our chaperones and everything, because we have some first-time chaperones going, which is also very exciting, and a lot of first-time kiddos going up as well. So just kind of getting to give them the lowdown of state fair is super exciting. As a 4-H'er myself, I got to go for like 5 years, and it was an awesome experience. So now getting to get kids prepared to go up for an experience that fun is like kind of a full circle moment, if you will. So I'm very excited to kind of get them comfortable to go into a whole new situation, because I think this is a lot of kids' first time going. So it's a lot, but it's a lot of fun at the same time. So we have that big meeting. And then from there, it's kind of, they almost kind of just hop into it. You know, they're still practicing with their livestock, still practicing how to give like their project presentation if they're not showing livestock. So there's still a ton of work to be done in between the East Otter Tail County Fair as well as the state fair. It's not like it just stops after the county level. You still got to work with your animal, work on your projects to make them perfect for the big showcase of the Minnesota State Fair.
Yeah, and you know, as you mentioned, somebody like yourself who's been to the state fair multiple times and got to do all that, how unique is that insight? What do you remember about the fair, and what do you hope kind of kids have the same? What experiences that you had do you wish those kids have as well?
Just getting to meet friends from around the state. And I say that because a lot of the educators that are now working in the role that I'm in, we met through a 4-H event, whether that was state fair or otherwise. So getting to make those connections, I think, is the coolest thing. And then getting to go adventure a fairgrounds that you only get to see once a year. And you may only see those friends up at the state fair. So meeting those people and getting to see them yearly is a fun experience, and that was definitely my biggest takeaway. And I still talk to a lot of the people that I met there, and I went to college with some of them. So it's fun to have people from around the state that you can always count on, especially if you end up moving there or you end up going to college with them and things like that. It's just a fun thing to remember and kind of like reminisce on, if you will. So it's overall a fun experience just to make new friends outside of your county.
Jordan Gusa of East Otter Tail County 4-H talking with us right now. Jordan, anything else going on with East Otter Tail County 4-H that you want to let us know about while we got you here?
I was going to say, I think I covered everything, but just like always, if anyone listening would like to join East Otter Tail 4-H, you can contact the extension office anytime, and Sarah or myself can get you set up in our program, because it's really fun and you get to learn a ton. Even if you're not into livestock, you can still learn so much more outside of that. So, yeah.
All right. Awesome. And you know, as we kind of talked about through our conversations, 4-H, there's never a bad time to join. Just because the summer's almost over doesn't mean you can't stop in and you can't get going with the organization, right?
Exactly. And again, like coming up into that school season, I almost feel like that's the perfect time to start because you're not hopping into the busy summer season. You can kind of get your feet wet, if you will, throughout the winter months with a club and with the school programming and all the other things that go on outside of the fair season. So I think it'd be a great segue into that busy summer season.
All right. Great to talk with you, Jordan, and we look forward to talking with you later next month.
Awesome.
Jordan Gusa of East Otter Tail County 4-H talked with us about all the busy things going on, including the state fair, which is not too far away, and those kids getting ready to make a big, big, big memory down at the Great Minnesota get-together. If you missed any part of this interview, you can catch it on our website, wadinaradio.com, or the KWAD Facebook page.